to Pixelated Radio, playing the best of yesterday and today. I'm your host, Finish the Man, and with me as always is Kush.
Hello.
So, what's going on, man?
Nothing. I've recorded a video playthrough of Fuse this morning.
Uh-huh.
And I screwed up the whole video. I accidentally, hit record at the end. So, all I did was have, a 16-minute video of my dashboard.
Nice. Yeah. That'll go over. That's probably the greatest Fuse demo ever.
Yeah. Hint. I fucking hate it.
Aw.
Should we just jump right into it?
Sure. So,
Or we could, before we jump into Fuse, we could talk about the whole pen and paper RPG thing and what's going on with that.
Yeah, okay, so next Monday, we're going to try an experiment to see how this is going to work out. We're going to try to do an online role-playing game. I'm going to be the game master. It's going to be called Conspiracy X. We've got two players, which is Kush and my friend Sean. And what we plan on doing is recording the first episode is going to be like a test episode. Where I teach them how to make a character, which is probably going to be the most boring thing ever.
I think it's going to be the greatest thing because it's going to be a fucking disaster.
So the thing is, we've been wondering about a name for it and stuff too. I just really haven't set myself out on a name or anything.
Yeah, I don't know.
So,
because you have to think of it this way. Just should the name reflect the current Conspiracy X thing, or should it just reflect pen and paper RPGs in general? Because what if this thing became the most popular podcast in the world? You're not going to just do the same pen and paper RPG all the time. You're going to have to change it up.
That's what I would definitely not go with Conspiracy X as the name of the podcast or anything like that, because number one, that's going to get us into a whole other realm of listeners.
I say we call it PP&P.
But that just sounds so silly.
PP&P. Pen and paper podcast. PP&P.
I bet that's already taken.
Probably.
So, I don't know. We're going to work on a name. But the whole idea is we'll probably have a third player joining us a little later. He's going to get his shit together. But he's got a lot of stuff going on. Big Steven is probably going to join us. But I think I can run a really good game with two people. I've done Conspiracy X with two people so many times. It's kind of the norm for me to do it with two people. So, before we get started doing that, you're going to have to kind of go over a little bit about what your character is going to be and stuff. Because I just kind of want you to look at the professions list and say, hey, this is what kind of profession I want to be in and stuff. Because people don't want to just listen to a podcast. It's going to be like 30 minutes of, yeah, I don't, maybe they, no. So that's all I need from you guys. But
I will be doing that as soon as Wednesday is over and my semester is done.
Nice. So, yeah, I'll give you time. Sean said something about doing it Monday and Tuesday. So I was like, cool. So, so anyway, if anybody else is interested in playing and can be available at noon or 1 o'clock every other Monday, or at least maybe not every other Monday, we're going to see how often we do it.
We have absolutely no idea what the exact schedule will be. Who knows?
We just know it's going to be on Mondays. More than likely.
What we're saying is, Lunchbox, you showed interest. If you're working that day, then you have to take off every Monday.
Yeah,
every other
right.
Monday. You have to use all your vacation and sick days. That's law.
Yeah.
Minnesota law.
So I'm probably saying once a month, or at least maybe once every other week till we finish a chapter, and then maybe a month break in between those or something to give time for me to come up with better shit. So... But I know this sounds like a bunch of rambling. In my head, everything makes a lot of sense. And we're going to be using this program called Roll20.net. And it's free. And Well, I mean, you can buy stuff on it. There's a free version. We'll just use that to run everything. So basically, I think it runs through Google Hangouts or something.
And just in case people don't, they can't tell or anything, I have never done this at all.
And neither has Sean. Yeah. So
we're a couple of virgins.
That's kind of what I like about doing this, is because people that have never played before, that's something else I want to bring it to. If anybody else does want to join us, I do want people that's never really played before, or kind of maybe just pretty novice at it, maybe played it once or twice. Because the problem is, when you get a lot of people that know what they have done it a lot, they seem to overshadow the other people that haven't. Yeah. And that's really no fun for – it's not going to be any fun for us to record if you're doing everything. And Sean and Mark – or not, I called you Mark. How the fuck dare me?
It's so horrible that you called me by my actual name. What is this world coming to?
So anyway, I'm done rambling on about that. But if anybody's got any name suggestions, let us know. But
yeah.
But yeah, it's Conspiracy X if you want to look it up. You can look at the book at drivethroughrpg.com. They have a free introductory kit that you can kind of look over. It tells you some of the rules and stuff. Or you can buy the book.
Rob will send you a pirated copy of it.
No.
Because he's a dirty thief.
If you look, I have actually bought that book because my name is actually printed on the cover there in the corner. So I paid a lot of... I've been with Eden Studios for years, so I would never pirate their shit. I just send it to you guys for free because you guys are never going to buy it anyway.
You're damn right. There's no way I'm going to buy something like this if I end up, like, after the first show, I'm like, this is fucking terrible.
All right. So let's get to the Fuse demo.
Yeah.
So Fuse is a third-person action game made by Insomniac. It's their first soiree onto the Xbox 360, and apparently Kush hated it.
Yeah, I did. I didn't like it at all. One thing, the first videos that they showed, am I remembering them correctly as being more exaggerated and like shell-shaded? Okay.
Shell-shaded, yeah. Some people brought that up. I don't even remember seeing those videos.
I think the game looks just so bland and boring visually. And it's just not that... And I don't want to say it's not visually good-looking, but when you compare it to like Ratchet and Clank and what I guess they've also made Resistance, which was bland.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I want more Ratchet from this than Resistance, and I feel like this is more Resistance.
Even though I didn't see any of the cell shading stuff, in my mind, you know, seeing this game cell shaded would probably be way cooler looking. But I like the demo. I'm planning on picking it up because you get the four characters that you can switch between at any time if you're playing solo mode or whatever. And it's cover-based, although I'm a little finicky on the controls so far because I do not like games where it's like one button to run and then another button to go into cover. I always get so confused. That's what I liked about Gears. It's like run into cover automatically. You don't have to worry about hitting anything else. It just automatically go into cover. So I keep trying to play this like Gears while I run towards a wall, and then I'll hit A and she'll fucking jump over the wall or whatever. So, but I liked it. I liked what I played. And
I didn't find the shooting to be good at all either. I mean, I found the shooting to be on par with Defiance, and that's not to say the shooting in Defiance is bad, but it's just not great. It's just whatever. It's just I found it to be so boring, and I really wish my video didn't screw up so you could all be bored with me. It was like 30 minutes of bored out of my mind.
Well, a lot of people I've talked to seem to have liked the demo. You're the first person I've talked to that hasn't.
I'm sure. You bunch of weirdos. You all like poo-poo and pee-pee. Poo-poo and pee-pee, that's the name of our podcast.
No.
The Poo-poo and Pee-pee Podcast.
No. That's not your name.
I made a dookie in my pants.
I think somebody took a dookie in your brain.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I hope it turns out better. Like, I don't know how far along this demo is, if it's like an old demo from whatever, like last E3 or some crazy shit, but I don't know.
Yeah. I do like that, you know, you level up and you have a character, a skill wheel and all that, and you get each weapon, each character's got their own special weapon, that I'm not exactly sure how they work exactly, because it's like, okay, one of the weapons makes the people that you shoot turn into black oil and like makes them thrust them up in the air so you can shoot them better. It's just weird. I don't know how I did that. It was just like random.
Yeah, I never did that. I wasn't sure how like that black hole thing worked. Like I'm not sure if there was like a secondary attack on these weapons or not.
I think the bigger problem too is they didn't start this demo at the very beginning of the game. They started it somewhere in the middle.
What one of the things I hate is that they started wherever and then they go like, oh, there's a magic time rift that we're taking you like 15 minutes later in the game or something or that. And they're just like, whatever, because it's a demo. But why didn't they just take you to another part of the game where you weren't in the same fucking environment?
Yeah.
Because they showed in the clip after you finished the demo.
Yeah, the jungle.
Like, yeah, I'm like, take me there. I'd like to see a little more color in here. Because even with that clip, it seemed like there were like three different environments.
Mm-hmm.
And that just was disappointing too. I just feel like... I don't know why they got rid of the cel-shaded graphics. Like, if they feel like, oh, people are going to think it's too much like Borderlands. That's not a problem. It's not like there are a slew of Borderlands-like games.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they lost a lot of the character after doing that.
Right. Oh, no. We'll see when it actually comes out. And, so we'll get on to what I've been playing. Speaking of bland and boring, Metro 2033. I started playing that. I don't get it.
Why? Because Metro Last Light is coming out? Is that why you started playing it?
Yeah. I heard Metro Last Light was going to be a lot better. And I had pre-ordered it, so I was kind of like, I wanted to go through and play this one, and I just don't know. I'm just not having that much fun. Like, it starts out really good, but near the end, it's just like every fucking enemy is a fucking bullet sponge. And it's so frustrating.
Well, it's not like... I stuck through the game, but I wouldn't say that it's the most fun game. I think it has a lot of interesting ideas, and it doesn't really pull that many of them off. But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like... I think I mentioned it before when I played it, but it just got me hyped for what Last Light could be. Even though I wasn't having the most fun with Metro 2033, I felt like I could see how good this could be in a sequel.
Right. So, yeah, I've been trying to slog through it, but I think last night I got to the D6 terminal or whatever, and I was kind of like, I think I'm done. So, I just hate games that's like bullet spongy, where it's like enemies don't take... Like, there's one section of the game where you're going through this building, and there's all these holes in the floor, and there's these big ape-looking things that keep jumping through the floors and shit, and I've got a shotgun...
Isn't that like the library section or something?
Yeah, the librarians. And each of them motherfuckers takes 15 headshots from a shotgun. And
or you could just not kill them.
Yeah, but then they get on your fucking nerves and they're always chasing you.
They're fine. They can't get through the smallest of holes.
That's what she said.
I knew that was coming.
But, so I thought I had to kill them all, actually. So I was trying to kill them all. I'm like, I wasted so much ammo. I was so annoyed. So, I got an achievement for killing one. I should have known that, hey, if there's an achievement for killing just one, you may not have to kill them all. But, I'm looking forward to Last Light. I'm hoping it's good. But, yeah, this game was kind of... I liked all the atmosphere of the game, but just the way the game played itself was just kind of bland and just gets very repetitive and silly. So, I picked up Tekken Tag Tournament 2. From Gamefly. I think it was on sale for $13 or something. I've been waiting for this game to drop. And then I remembered, I don't like Tekken anymore.
Does it have... I don't know why. This is the dumbest thing that I'm asking questions about this game when I've had it longer than you. Never played it. Does it have bowling? Like Tekken Tag Tournament?
Bowling? I don't know if it does or not. Because I've only played just like the barest maybe 45 minutes of it. Because the story mode is ridiculous again, not really a story mode so much as the, they call it challenge mode, or I don't know what it is, but the first couple of battles you're fighting as a robot, and then your robot gets blowed up, and you have to blowed up. I said blowed up.
So the story mode is not where you just pick any character and go.
No, there's still one of those modes, but this is like a training mode. They call it a training mode, but it has a story. It's weird. It's even weirder than Tekken 6. But what makes me annoyed by this game though more than anything is the fact that they force you to use the digital pad, the D-pad, instead of the... If you use the stick, it does nothing.
That's what she said. And it drives me...
That's what she did say. She did say that. Mm-hmm. She said that to me.
I'm going to just take a side note and say I don't like this new Skype setup. Like, I don't remember it being last time, but now it has like all my Facebook friends in here, too. I don't like this. My list is fucking enormous.
Thank you, Captain ADHD.
But it's just dumb. It's as interesting a topic as Tekken Tag Tournament 2.
You could have just said, could you please talk about this game? But, no, I mean, the game does look good and everything, but...
But bowling!
I don't know, man. God don't know. The game's just fucking... It's fucking bland, and I don't like the fact that it's forced me to use a D-pad on the Xbox. That's like telling me your game doesn't work.
I don't like the fact that you can't tell me if bowling is in the game or not.
Well, you own the motherfucking game. Look it up, bitch.
I don't want to. This is why we have a podcast, so I can ask you questions about games I own but just don't want to play.
So, moving on.
How's that Dead Space 2?
Motherfucker.
I heard it's a piece of shit, isn't it, right? That's what you said? You said I should never play it, right? Same goes for Fear 3.
I quit.
You quit? You quit playing both those games because you just couldn't take how bad they were? Uh-huh. See, he's being quiet because it's true. If it wasn't true, he'd be up in arms. He'd be raging like a Rob does. Kindergarten Cop is on ITV2. That's what Dan Amrick said. Does anybody care? No. I can do this all day. Look, I'm just going to read Twitter. A do-it-yourself guide to the history of women in jazz. That sounds interesting. There is a hand petting a dog. Its tongue is out. I can see some of its teeth. Its eyes are squinting. I'm going to see. You better start talking to her. This is exactly what people are going to get.
So I picked up Mario and Donkey Kong's minis on the move.
Hold on. I'm only seeing the small picture, but I swear to God, it says pet dog, D-O-G-E. Someone is an idiot.
What the hell are you seeing this shit?
Okay, so Mario and Donkey Kong minis is on the move.
Yeah, so this is a $10 3DS game. It's not like the Mario on the Move game or the Donkey Kong and Mario games or whatever that's been out. They're like side-scrollers. This is an over-the-top kind of game where on the right side of the screen you have tiles that drop, and on the left side of the screen you have a map, and you've got this little mini that continuously moves, and you've got to take these tiles and place them in the right place while the thing's moving. It sounds lighthearted and fun, and you're like, hey, yeah, this would be cool. This is kind of cute, you know. This is a good stress game, good stress reliever game. No, this motherfucking game was a spawn of Satan. I fucking hate it, man. Like, 8 levels in, and I'm like, fucking, I think they're going to have to put me in a mental institution because this game is just like fucking, oh my God, it's like annoying as shit. So, you think, oh, these tiles keep dropping. Well, then you're like, well, I don't want to use none of these tiles. I don't need any of these tiles. I need this certain tile here. Oh, wait, here it's going to drop. Oh, what's that? Oh, it won't drop. Why? Because your little icon on the right side of the screen's filled up. So you've got to get rid of icons. So you got to put shit down on purpose to blow it up with a bomb so that you can get to the tile you fucking want. And then it's like, if it stays there too long and it drops, it's over, game over. You got to start all over from that level. Because the fucking tile got lost. And if Mario falls in a hole, got to start that all over, too. Because they're little bitches like that. This game is not fucking good for stress relief. This game made me want to throw my 3DS across the room, and I do not recommend this game to anybody.
Is that anybody. In the description? Good for stress relief?
No.
Well, why but did you it think looks it like was?
It's because it looks cute and like, you know, you're like, oh, it's safe. It's a Nintendo game. They're not going to make, oh my God, the fuck is going on?
That's what Nintendo does.
Well, they're not supposed to, and I don't think I appreciate it. And then you unlock puzzle mode, which is kind of like what I want, except instead of you only get a set number of pieces, and Princess Peach moves along the screen, and you've got to keep her from falling in, but you get to put these tiles down. And then and move them and stuff. And that was fun for like to like level 8 when they till they introduce, hey, tap on this here and it turns all the other icons on the screen in a certain direction. Oh, that's no fun at all either. So yeah, I wasted $10. But a game that I did not waste money on is Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon, which is a standalone Far Cry 3 game where it's the fucking 90s cartoon all exploded in your face and shit. And the 80s action movies. It's awesome.
From what I've seen, I think it looks terrible. It looks like the there's this sheen of just shit over it.
I wish they would have got rid of that sheen.
It looks awful. I think they should have gone full blown and like tronned it up or not gone as shitty as they did.
Yeah, so it takes place in the far flung future of 2007. And you play as Michael Bane, whatever his name is, from Terminator.
I think they should, since this has been so popular, they should make a sequel to this that takes place in what I think is 2009. Based around the Flight of the Concorde song.
Robots.
I don't know what I'm saying. But the Flight of the Concorde song, Robots.
I don't know anything about the Flight of the Concorde.
No, it's the year 2000, so it should be a prequel.
So, anyway. But the game is, it plays like a Far Cry 3 game, like Far Cry 3 does. You go get your vehicles and stuff. But what's really cool is it's the outposts are not like outposts. Like these little tiny like wooden forts and stuff. They're like these pretty good sized, huge like underground. Some parts of them be underground, and the top of them be above. There's some above ground bases and stuff. And it's almost like a fucking G.I. Joe base or something that when you go down inside of it, and you got to kill all the enemies inside of it. But you also these things called the Blood Dragons that are around, and they're giant like dinosaurs that shoot fucking laser beams out of their eyes. And every enemy in the game that you kill, you pull out its heart, the cyber heart, and you keep the cyber heart with you, and you get money and stuff as well. Because the cyber hearts, if you throw them, the blood dragons will go after them, because a lot of times they'll just leave people alone if they're inside the bases. But if you throw a fucking blood dragon, or throw one of the hearts into the base, the fucking blood dragon will chase into the base and start killing things for you. And then you got to decide, well, do I want to chase it back out of here, or do you want to kill it? So, and just like, to me, it's not the story mode, it's not the greatest part, but it's just the fucking base clearing and all the giant fucking blood dragons blowing shit up. And, you get like a leveling system where it's like every levels you get a new ability or a new health bar. So it's, you don't get to choose what you take as a power anymore. So it just automatically just goes down a list. And every level you get something different. But, I think the game is great, and it's $15. And it does. I do have to admit that I do agree with Kush. That purple lighting that they put all over the fucking thing is kind of shitty looking. But I just really enjoyed the game a lot. The game itself, it's fun. So I definitely recommend it for $15. So.
Alrighty. Is that it?
That's me.
Nothing else?
I'm done.
Well, I picked up Game Dev Tycoon, which I think a lot of people know about because of their DRM thing, which I don't feel like I really need to be getting into because...
Well, because you might need to, because I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
Well, they released the game on PC and the Windows 8 store. It's $8, but they also released another version of it themselves to torrent sites. And in the game, because it's a game where you basically sort of like game dev story for iOS. Yeah. Where you create your own games and you have your own studio. But in the other version they released for torrent sites, basically at some point in the game, I don't know if it's a fixed or a random point, your studio will fail because all your games will start getting pirated and there's nothing you can do to fix that. And there were people that were like, be going on their site saying, I don't know how to fix this problem. All my games are getting pirated in the game. Like, can you help me? It's the only way that happens is if you actually pirated
it. That is awesome.
Yeah. The sad thing is, though, I think, like, I don't know how it may have changed or not, but I think, like, in the first week or so, or maybe 2 weeks, like, 90% of the people did pirate the game. And I think they only ended up selling, like, 1,000 copies, if that.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know how things have changed, because it's gotten a decent amount of
press. Now, is it made by the Game Dev Story people?
No.
What?
It's made by, like, two guys or something. And there are differences with it, and also, like, I haven't played Game Dev Story in a while because I was annoyed by the fact they never released a iPad version or just made this one universal. So screw that. But there are differences. I feel like there's more. It's like more strategy and more of a slightly realistic take on it. But I've only made it so far to getting out of my garage. My big game was Gran Turismo 2 or something. Where it's just a racing game that like sold like hotcakes. And I got
like hotcakes,
all 10s and 1-9 and fuck 9. One of the things I love though, because they have like, you know, names that are like Game Pro or whatever. Like they'll have them that are close but not the same because obviously they can't. But one of the magazines or whatever you want to call them that reviews the games is All Games. And I don't know if that's supposed to be a reference to All Games and they just decided to keep it the same, or if it's supposed to be a reference to something else and they just used All Games without knowing about actual All Games. But I think that's cool. But I like the one thing, I don't really like the visual style. It's just sort of, I don't know, it looks sort of, I don't know, like a children's book almost. Like I feel like it doesn't go as far as I want. Like there's a part of it that almost feels like if they went more stylized that it could be closer to like Chris Ware, who's this comic artist and writer who I like his style, but it doesn't quite go there.
This looks like does have like a weird art style.
It looks weird, but it's at least sharp, blown up compared to Game Dev Story, which is shit. But I've been having fun with it. I'd recommend.
It almost looks like something like out of The Sims, but maybe not really a game of The Sims, but maybe hey, this is like this is what we want Sims to look like.
Or like a Facebook version of The Sims.
Yeah, something like that.
But I've been enjoying it. I haven't had enough time to play with it. Like, I haven't. I'm just at the point where I can start hiring people now. But, yeah, I think it's an interesting game. And there's more depth to it than Game Dev Story. Than what I remember, at least. Because that game came out forever ago. And I don't think people should just disregard it as a clone, because I think there are enough differences. And, you know, I mean, calling it a clone is just the same as like, okay, Medal of Honor, Call of Duty, those are clones, you know, all the racers, they're all...
I do think it's weird that they went with Game Dev Tycoon, because, I mean, it does sound too much like Game Dev Story.
Whatever. I mean, what else are they going to call it?
Game Developers?
Why? Tycoon? That's the dumbest thing in the world. Nobody would want that. Game Developers Tycoon.
Well, apparently nobody wanted this too. They wanted to pirate all. Boom!
Because people want to pirate everything.
I know, that's why the video game industry's in the state it is in.
It's like, I remember like World of Goo back in the day. Which I think initiated the Humble Bundle things. But yeah, Game Dev Tycoon, I'd recommend trying it out. And there's a demo so you can try it out there. And it's not currently available on Steam. I think it's on the green light crap that I hate green light. But if you buy it either for Windows on the Windows 8 App Store or just directly from their site, when it does arrive on Steam, you will get a Steam code. So if you're waiting for that, you can pick it up now and, you know, play it. It's fun. I also finally played some Monaco and I enjoy the game.
What is the game? I've seen pictures of it, and it just came out on Xbox on Friday. Yeah. So I know it has to do something with a bank heist.
You're basically, I wouldn't say it's about heisting banks. It's like you're just breaking into different places and trying to get a certain money, or I can't remember if it's always money or sometimes it's just getting to a certain safe that might have, or a certain like item. But the goal is to, you know, rob something from there and then get out. And you have, there are like four or five different characters who all have their different skills. Like there's one character who has a pet monkey with him who will pick up coins for you, pick up the gold and shit. or you have a lockpick who can open doors and stuff like that faster than other characters, or there's this one character who can like break through walls. I mean, that makes noise, so that could get the attention of the guards. But I mean, the visual style is sort of that pixely art, and I like it a lot. And it's sort of roguelike-ish, but it's the one thing I don't like about the game is that each level is the same. It doesn't like randomly generate the way the pathing of AI.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like that.
It's not like okay, the first level is not exactly
it's a game,
the same second level. It's just that they have a set level.
It's a game that is built for like speed running. It's not like say what the hell is that? Was that other cave game on like Xbox Live? Spelunky.
Oh,
it's not like that. That it's always random. So you're always playing something new. It's, if you learn it and you take the time to learn it, then you can just speed run it and then you'd be done with the game. So I kind of wish that maybe there was like a mode or something at least that you could just like rob randomly generated areas or something.
Have you played that? It's free on the PSN right now. Dungeon Legends or whatever. It's on free if you get PlayStation Plus.
No.
I think you would like that. You should maybe even downloaded it.
Whatever's free on PlayStation Plus, I always just buy it and don't download it unless it's a small file that I have room for on my hard drive. But okay. I always purchase it so I can download it at
I think it's only like 368 megabytes or
something. It may already be on my...
But I think you should try that out. I think you'll like that because it kind of reminds me of a roguelike, but it has more levels. But, I mean, it's not like a roguelike where the levels are random, just like you're talking about Monaco. But to me, the way the game plays and stuff kind of reminds me of a roguelike. And it's like it's a pretty cool game. I think you should give it a try. But for some reason, it popped in my head that there's one area of the game that you go into, and basically, your girlfriend gets kidnapped or something, and they beat the shit out of you, and you decide you're going to go after her, so you got to go through all these dungeons.
So it's a Double Dragon.
Kind of. Not really. But, there's one part of the game where you walk into a side-scrolling level, and he stares at the camera the entire time he walks through, and he's got this evil, mean look on his face, and you're like, fuck, what did I do to this guy? And you just walk from one end of this room, and you realize you can't do anything, because it's like options or something, and then you come back out the same way. He just stares at you holding his baseball bat the entire time, and it's so fucking unnerving. But, yeah, you probably get that. I think it's called Dungeon Legends.
Okay. I really need to play this game so I can see some character stare at me with a baseball bat. You really know how to sell a game.
It just looks so fucking...
But back to Monaco, it's like over the top, and basically you are trying to rob these places, and you have a small field of view, so you can only like see what the character would be able to see in front of him. And once you go to an area, then it's still grayed out on your overall map, but you get like an idea of the layout there. So you have like that memory there, but you have to actually look at it to see if there's guards there. But you can, once you can hear, like if the enemy is walking there, you can see their footsteps on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And like with you, if you walk, you can walk slowly. You won't make as much sound and you won't make footsteps. But if you run, then you're going to make more sound, and then there will be a trail of footsteps that they can follow. And then later on, there are dogs that are added that can smell you.
Maybe I'll download the demo on Xbox.
I definitely recommend trying it out. It's a fun game.
And that game I was talking about is called Labyrinth Legends.
Okay, yeah. I have that. I haven't played it. But, shit, man, I fucking almost freaked out. I thought I saw a spider on my desk. but yeah.
Pussy.
Fuck you. I will kill you.
With the spider?
I will kill your fucking dog too.
Leave Halo out of this.
Your little dog.
Halo's not the reason why you're a pussy, Spider Boy.
I'm gonna kill Halo. I'm gonna cook him, and I'm gonna feed him to you like Hannibal, and said, you know, no people. I'm just gonna cook dogs and feed them to you. This is a delicious hot dog, isn't it? And then after you've eaten it, they'll be like, it was Halo.
No.
And you're gonna be like, no, but he was so good. I need to get some more pugs and start cooking them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Monaco. I also played Strike Suit Infinity. Wrote a little review for it. I didn't know what to expect with the game, but it was surprisingly fun. It's $7 on Steam, and it reminds me a bit of like Ace Combat, but more arcadey in space, and you can also transform into a mech. And the only problem with it is that it's basically a, you know, high score game. There's no story to it or anything at all, so you're just really trying to do the same thing over and over again. Like, you start at the first round or whatever, then you progress, and as you beat a round, then that unlocks, and you can start from that point. But it sort of makes more sense to just start from the beginning as you accrue upgrade points and stuff like that, for because you can add like different fleets, different spaceships to your team to help you in these different rounds, and you can upgrade them to make them stronger, or you know, choose between fighters or bombers, etc. And it's pretty fun. It looks good too, runs well. I was surprised by how enjoyable it was. It's a one-trick pony, so I mean, you're not going to get a super lot out of it if you're not somebody who really is interested in going after high scores and stuff. And it can get kind of hard. And it does take some time getting used to it, and the tutorial doesn't really teach you that well. Because, like one of the keys to it is this, I forget, strike mode, which is basically when you transform into a mech. Because you can take out things really, I mean, you could just destroy things in that mode, because you could have an auto lock feature and like this powerful gun that can take down ships and like really fucking quick. So that mastering that mode is key to really doing well in the game. So it took me some time to figure everything out, but I started really enjoying it. And because the game, if you do fail, it's not like it takes a lot to get back into it. I never got frustrated when I failed. I'm just like, well, I can go back in and I'll do better this time. So it's fun. I'd recommend it. I wish there was a demo. Like, I wish with everything, I feel like there should be a demo for everything. Mm-hmm. Best thing about Xbox Live Arcade, demos for everything.
Except for Monaco didn't have a demo when it first came out.
Well, whatever. But yeah, I'd recommend trying that out. What I wouldn't recommend trying out is fucking Star Trek.
What? I heard this was game of the year. You're fucking crazy.
It is so bad. Everything about it is just terrible.
I almost rented this just because I seen you had been playing it. And I was like, maybe Kush and I could play this co-op.
It was so bad that I wasn't even willing to finish it. I was just like, please, Redbox, take this back right now. And Redbox was trying to spit it out back at me. Like, I don't want this.
No, steal this so we can write it off on our taxes.
Get rid of it, man. I don't want it. I don't want it.
So what is so bad about the game? Is it just the way it controls?
Controls, the shooting, looks. Voice acting is okay, I guess. Level design is terrible. Everything about it is just bad. Enemies. Everything. Janky shit.
Is there any boring ship combat?
There was some boring ship combat. It was kind of shitty on the ship. It's so bad, man. Like, I don't know what I hate more, this or Aliens.
What about? Know. You mean both of those are better than The Walking Dead, or worse than The Walking Dead?
Man, this is tough. I mean, I guess I'd have to say it'd have to be between Star Trek and Walking Dead, because I did at least beat Aliens. I can't say that about either of these games. I wasn't willing to do that. So, is this like a fucking car honking?
Yes, fucking assholes, and the fucking neighbors are dicks.
Man, it's just getting bad. Honky, honky, honk. Damn honkies. Yeah.
Anyway, so Star Drive.
Yeah, Star Trek. You know, Star Drive, that could be worse than Star Trek. This is a broken mess. You can check out the review at Polygon by Arthur Geese. But it is just, there's so many interesting things in it, and I wish it wasn't as broken as it is. It's a 4X game, sort of like Civilization in space, but it does take place in real time, though really slow time. But, I mean, you can speed it up, of course, but like it did not always run that well. It would crash.
So what you're saying is it's been a bad week to have Star in the name of your title.
Yeah. But like, I really like the character designs and their small histories. But the one of the things about this game is that with a game like this that is really deep and like there's a really, really deep like ship building system in it, their fucking tutorial is garbage. It's like 8 pages. That's it. And they're like questions, I guess. Like, they're question marks that you can, like, sort of get some help while you're playing the game. But there should be a fucking actual tutorial that goes with you as you're actually playing the game, teaching right. you how to play it. But none of that happens. So you just have to
wing it. Yeah, because I do terrible reading something and trying to remember how to do it without doing it.
But they don't even tell you that much stuff in the fucking... Like, it's 8 short, brief pages of this complicated game.
Oh, my God.
They don't tell you... They barely tell you how to do fucking anything in it. And it's just... It's just a mess. It feels like they just threw it out even though it's not finished. And I don't know how to write a review for this. Because it'd just be like, this is poop. I pooped this out in my pants. But it's just, there's so many interesting things about it. Like the way the galaxy is set up and the way you move throughout it and just, I don't know, The factions, I think there are 8 of them. They're pretty interesting, and I really love the art for them. Mm-hmm. Though there's not that much variety because it's just the same like 30-second animation that you see with them. So it's kind of like I wish there was more of them because there's some pretty cool designs. There's like this one race that's like these robots that enslave owls to like just fucking be like their front people. It's like, oh look, we're just owls. But it's like, you know, they're actually the robots behind them who are the actual race.
This sounds all fascinating.
Like samurai black bears and shit. But it's really interesting. It's just sad that it's a broken mess right now. And I don't know if they're... Oh, I'm sure they will patch it, but when that's going to happen. I mean, I can't recommend it. It's $30. I got a review copy, but... I don't know. Star Drive. Don't do it. Don't do it. That's it. I got a bunch of Xbox Live indie games that, at this point, after going through all that crap, those 2 bad games, I feel so destroyed. The Blitz is a game where you basically... are this ship, this bomber, and you're trying to level these cities, these different buildings. And it's kind of interesting in the way it's set up that, like, your ship's at the top, the buildings are at the bottom, obviously, and it's sort of like reverse centipede. So your uh-huh. ship is going across the screen, and then when it goes off, it comes back and moves through the other side, and it, like, drops a layer each time. And you can drop bombs. You can't drop them at a really rapid pace. Stop scratching your goddamn face or whatever you're doing.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ. That was so loud. You drop bombs. You can't drop them at an extremely rapid pace, so you have to actually be precise and pay attention. But the real problem with it is that the only control in the game is pressing the A button, which is dropping bombs. And the ship moves slow as fuck. You can't speed it up. It doesn't get any faster with each layer, with each like level it drops, so it's like, God almighty, it's like you fucking have to wait. Like, after you miss it, you just like, come on. You have to wait for it to go off the screen and then come back and get in the middle because the fucking cities are always in the middle. Fuck you, car bastard, goddammit.
Oh, and I'm gonna fucking strangle him.
It's just so frustrating that you can't... I'm trying to talk, you goddamn car horn. Shut the fuck up. I'm losing my train of thought. But
that's okay. No one cares about this game.
It's just so frustrating that you can't speed up the stupid fucking ship, your stupid fucking plane. And one of the most annoying parts is that after you beat a level, you have to wait for the fucking plane to get off the screen. It doesn't just finish after the last fucking building's fallen. You still have to wait for the stupid plane to move off the screen. And then you have to wait like a few more seconds. It's dumb as shit. And that video playthrough will be up tomorrow. God damn it. We'll be up today when this podcast is up, so it'll be up Monday. Stupid fucking piece of shit. I also played Avatar and the Deadly Tomb.
Let me guess, this is a game where you play as an avatar.
You play as your avatar, Right. And then you're just trying to go up the screen as a fire is rising.
That sounds terrible.
It's okay. But the controls are a bit wonky. They take some getting used to as you're jumping and avoiding spikes or avoiding fire. And like, it's okay. But the problem I have with it is that I only played the trial, so I don't know if things change up, but the color palette is just basically like off yellow.
Yellowy orange,
and it doesn't change, and it just looks like crap, and it's an eyesore after only a few minutes of playing.
Why is it only indie games and stuff that use the fucking avatars? Why don't some really, like, you know,
big Kingdom names... for Cafflings, or World for Cafflings.
Well, those, I don't know. Those...
Joyride.
Yeah, I'm not talking about Kinect shit. I'm talking about, I don't know, they seem like they could do so much with the avatars.
I keep saying, I want Rare to make Viva Pinata meets Animal Crossing using the avatars. I would play the shit out of that. That's what I want.
Somebody make a real, action game with fucking avatars and not like this indie shit. Like, you got fucking swords and shit. Or like a role-playing game, but not like the role-playing games that they've done on that.
There's a decent one, though.
Yeah, but it's not really.
Like Avatar Legends or something?
Yeah, I bought that. I was bored within an hour. It was cool for like an hour. But you can make your own adventures. I think that's what I was more excited about. Then I realized I have no talent.
But Avatar and the Deadly Tomb is not that great. I mean, it could be up your alley, but for me, the color scheme, the limited single color scheme got on my nerves pretty fast. Then I also play The Monastery, which is basically Slender, just with like a medieval theme and like a demon instead of Slender Man. The problem with it that I had, like, it did kind of freak me out at first, and it freaked me out a bit, but it's nowhere near as scary as Slender Man because, okay, the demon is slow as fuck. So you can just basically, like, once you see him and he starts chasing you, you can basically just keep running. And he might gain, like, an inch on you every 10 feet. But also, when he comes at you, like, it takes 3 swipes to kill you. Like how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop.
One?
You like that reference?
Two? A three? three.
But when he does take the swipe at you, he stops moving. So you can get away from him. Like you can take that time to get some distance. So basically, you can always run away from this. I don't know if it changes up as you progress more. And another problem I have with it is that music is key in this game. And the music in the game is scary. But it becomes not as scary when you realize that the music is just it's a set piece of music. It does not react to the game. It has no, you know, it does not have anything to do with what's happening in the end game.
Have you ever played Slender? Is Slender the same way or is it different?
It's different.
Hmm.
Like there's when you pick up the first page in Slender, then like this music starts kicking in, like this more like bump bump, like this really heavy sort of almost like a heartbeat or something. But in the monastery, it's just things happen when they happen and that's it. It doesn't matter if you run into the demon or not. So I realized that after my second playthrough, and I'm like, well, that's kind of annoying. But even at the same time, the music kept doing things that I thought was signaling that an enemy was there, and I'd do a 360, and I'm like, nothing is here. It's just the music is set to try and freak me out, which it kind of did, but then, like, when I played the third time, I'm not really going to fucking care, am I? No, because I already know, because I see what's going on. But it might be worth trying out if you're into that kind of survival horror game where you don't have a weapon. And it's 80 Microsoft points, so it's a buck if you're interested.
Cool. Avatars and the Edge. I swear you've talked about this one before.
No, because it just came out. It's a skateboarding game with a surprisingly great environment that is so obviously Mirror's Edge. But then the fucking game is not that good. Because you're skateboarding on top of roofs. And you never have to push off. It's just like your skateboard has a motor. You just hold accelerate. And that's it. And you jump around.
Jump around.
Jump around. Jump around. but it's just
rest in peace, Crisscross.
Like I don't understand that. Like I don't know why they chose skateboarding. Why didn't they have like bikes or something? It would make more sense. I don't know why it bugs me so much that you're on a skateboard and you never have to push off or whatever the hell it's called. That really bugs me. It's like you got some stupid motorized skateboard. But yeah, it's okay. I'd recommend
trying it out. I'm looking at screenshots now.
I love the way the environment looks because it is basically Mirror's Edge. But it's a well-done version of it. And it's very clean and crisp, which isn't always the case in these Xbox Live mini games. But other than that, I really just didn't care for it that much. Then I also played Jam Souls, which was so promising.
It's got souls right there in the name.
It looks gorgeous. You should look that up because the visuals are beautiful, especially for an indie game.
I tried to type in Jam Souls and I put in Ham Souls, which is probably a way better game.
It looks gorgeous, and it from the screens it appears to be like a Super Smash Brothers type game.
Yeah. Wow, that's a gorgeous fucking game. But
it looks beautiful, and like everything about it is great. And then I started playing it.
Aww.
You know what the problem is? You know how you attack your fucking enemies? The way you defeat them? Like, there are power-ups that you can pick up that are either defensive or offensive.
This is fucking Pac-Man power-up.
There are, like, offensive power-ups. Like, there's a little, like, army man figure that lets you shoot and stuff like that. But your default attack is jumping on top of them. That's how you kill.
That's what I was looking at, and I was looking at these screenshots. Like, I bet you jump on them to kill them.
That's fucking horrible. I don't know who chose that, whose design decision that was, but it's fucking awful. It feels terrible. It's not fun, and it's just like heartbreaking because everything else about the game is so promising. It's like I looked at it, I'm like, man, this game looks gorgeous. This is gonna be great. I'm gonna love this. I'm gonna buy it, and I'm happy I didn't buy it because I was so disappointed.
Like just, some of those backgrounds just look fucking gorgeous,
and there are a lot of them too. I mean, there's so much to it, but then playing it, it just isn't any fun, and it's such a disappointment, because I just, every time, when I was playing, I'm just looking at it, I'm like, but it's so pretty. Why you do me like this? Why you do me like this, Jam Souls? Exclamation point. And why is there a space between Jam Souls and the exclamation point?
But no space between Jam and Souls. Why?
But yeah.
Go home, English, you're drunk.
I'd recommend trying it out if you like those kind of games, because maybe the act of jumping on enemies won't be a problem for you. Or maybe
if we bought their game for $1, they would take that development money and make a fun game.
I wouldn't put my money on that.
Well, you should. It's only $1.
I don't care. $1 goes a long way. If you want to buy a game, I don't know how much longer it's on sale for, but Arcadecraft is on sale for $1. That game's fucking awesome.
I bought that when it was $3 or whatever.
Everyone should buy it.
And I've never played it, but it looks so fucking amazing they deserve the money.
So if you haven't picked that up, you should buy it right now because it's $1. And if you go to buy it and it says, oh no, it's $3, you should still buy it because it's fucking awesome. Yeah. That's all I played. Did you see Iron Man 3?
Yes, I went yesterday and seen it.
And where are you on the Iron Man?
I liked it.
Me too. I'm still in shock.
Me too. Fucking, what the
all these fucking whiny comic bitches about the movie. Not like all their problems. It's just, I don't know if you want to go into spoiler territory or not.
I just heard a lot of complaints about the Mandarin.
Yeah, that's where their problem
is. But I didn't hear them until after I seen the movie. And I know nothing about the Mandarin, so I didn't know anything about his powers.
I don't care about what they did with the Mandarin. Like I'm somebody who's of the mindset that it's okay to take creative licenses with these characters and stuff like in movies. Because you know what? If I just wanted to see the same exact goddamn story retold in a movie form, I just don't know why you'd want that. Just read the damn comic. I don't mind if they change things up.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a certain point where you don't want them to, like, go so far as, like, it would obviously not be a good idea if they turned Iron Man into just an actual Iron Man where nobody was in the suit. was just like this giant piece of iron.
So, like, some of my favorite parts of this movie was the fact that he wasn't in the suit all the time. Like, he was doing stuff outside the suit, and, like...
I hate the kid.
You didn't like the kid?
No,
what is wrong with
nerve.
You?
He's a fucking annoying little shit, and he's in the movie way too much. There are points with the kid that were not that bad, but overall, I was just, like, sick of this kid, and I couldn't understand why the kid was in it so fucking much.
But he was so cold. Do you know how we know that?
I don't
because
care.
We're connected.
Uh-huh.
It was me and Sean's favorite part of the movie.
Oh,
we talked about that last night.
Good, go. I don't even want to say what I was going to say. But I enjoyed the movie overall. I thought it was fun. It's not my... like with more time, I would say I still prefer the first one. But it's a close second. And I still don't like the second movie.
But yeah, a lot of people were down on the cycle, and I thought it was okay. I just don't think
it's okay.
I remember when it came out, people seemed to love it when it came out, and it seems like as everybody looks back on it,
it's okay, but just like in the grand scheme of things with the other Marvel movies, it's on the lower side for me.
Also, yesterday I put myself through watching Hangover 1 and 2 again. Like, I love the first Hangover movie. And
I still haven't watched the second one because of what I've heard. Like, I know some people like it, but
don't watch it. But, like, I went over there like yesterday. My best friend had never seen any of them. He was like, oh, the third one looks funny. I'm like, you haven't seen the first two? So I went out and bought the Blu-rays, and we went over there, and we watched them both back-to-back. The first one's, man, still holds up. Some of the jokes are so good, but that second one, there's not as many jokes. It seems like they tried really hard, and I just can't stand Thailand. It's just such a disgusting, ugh. Just doesn't seem like a good place to have a movie. I'm not pleased with that movie at all. But
goodbye, all our Thailand listeners.
But the third movie, I think they're going back and they're trying to fix a lot of the problems with the second one. The second one just didn't even make sense continuity wise.
Because continuity in terms of the Hangover movies is super important.
But just the way the first one ended, and it's like the second one's like, oh, he's going to marry this. Who the fuck is this Asian chick? It makes no sense. They never explain why he's not with the blonde from the first movie that he married. But she's going to be in the third one.
The
so
blonde,
I don't,
as in Heather Graham.
Yeah, Heather Graham. Makes no sense. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see the third one.
Okay.
I want to see him try to take a giraffe under an overpass.
Oh, well, we already know that doesn't work. That was in like the first trailer.
I know.
But yeah. So Iron Man. How'd we get to Hangover Man?
It's television.
I will say my favorite Marvel movie is still Captain America.
Yeah, Captain America's awesome.
He's just my favorite character.
Are you excited about seeing the Man of Steel?
I am, because of the positive buzz, I'm excited. I'm not the hugest Superman fan. I've never been. I mean, I love Smallville.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I've still just never been.
I've never been a fan of the Superman.
And I like Lois Clark, too. I've never seen a Superman movie other than the Superman Returns or whatever, the Bryan Singer one.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm excited from all the positive buzz. But I'm more excited for the Thor movie.
Yeah, Thor looks pretty awesome.
But I'm most excited for Cap Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm. But that's not till next year.
I know, that's driving me insane. I watched Captain America the First Avenger after seeing Iron Man 3, and I was just like, oh, this is so much better. And that fucking grenade scene gets me every time. It's the only comic book movie that can bring me on the verge of wanting to cry. I just love that character, man. He's an asthmatic. I'm an asthmatic. He's my serious comic love, where the turtles are these are fucking ridiculous love. And just like childhood ridiculous love. Hannibal.
Anyway.
Hannibal. Yeah. Have you
not
watched
it? Don't care about Hannibal at all. Don't care about that story franchise or anything.
I didn't really care about it at all, but I heard good things. And then I don't know why I waited so long, because I completely forgot that the person behind this show is Brian Fuller, who I think is one of the greatest men in fucking TV.
And what else has he done?
Wonder Falls, Dead Like Me, and Pushing Daisies. And this movie, not this movie, this TV show is fucking fantastic. It's my favorite new show of this season. And I'm just so paranoid about it getting canceled because the ratings have not been that great. And also, what makes it even sadder is just that, like, I think a year ago, Brian Fuller said that he had a already 7-season story arc worked out for this 13-episode seasons. So,
yeah, that's...
It's so fucking good, though. The cast is great. I want it to be good.
I just finished season 4 of Fringe, and I bought the season 5 on Amazon Videos or whatever, because I didn't know the DVDs had not come out yet at all anyway, so I was like trying to look for used copies of the DVDs, so I get them cheap, and I'm like, what the fuck, it's not even out yet? So I just bought it on Amazon, because I think that was the cheapest way to get it, so...
You know, Gillian Anderson's on Hannibal now.
Hmm.
So maybe that'll get you to come.
No.
Get you to come.
Give me the code. But my mom is now watching Fringe now. She started watching it last night. Game of Thrones, still watching that. You still watching that?
Yep. New episode tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to watch that in a little bit.
I hate their promos. They're so fucking, like, just jam-packed. It's like a fucking... That's like ADHD shit, man. It's just like, I don't know what's going on. I feel like I have a seizure every time I watch them.
Yeah, this is one of the best seasons. It's pretty good.
I've gotten pretty much over Jon Snow. I'm like, I don't give a shit about him. It's all about my favorite, and it sort of started happening at the end of last season. My favorite storyline is the Kingslayer and Giant Woman, whatever her name is.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that part is fantastic.
And that dude, whatever Nicholas, whatever Bravazza, who plays the Kingslayer, I think that part.
All right, still saying we got internet connections. Are you there?
Yep. Rob?
What happened?
My computer froze up.
Ah.
Piece of shit.
So anyway, we're talking about Kingslayer and the baths.
Yeah, and that he deserves at the very least a nomination for that alone. That scene alone.
And that's when he's telling the story about why he's called the Kingslayer and all that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was awesome. They did that pretty good. So,
though I will say that I think it might have been mentioned on Rooster Teeth by Gavin on their podcast. It was kind of weird and slightly distracting him just having his little stump sticking out of the water.
Yeah, but that kind of added to the point that that's a fucking terrible thing that happened to him, too. That is... So...
And I've always kind of liked his character.
Yeah,
even when he wasn't the greatest, because I mean,
Reddit all the time.
His sister's the bigger bitch.
Reddit goes through all this all the time, and they'll have a topic about least understood characters and stuff. And a lot of people will bring up Kingslayer or Jaime, and they'll bring up why they think he's a misunderstood character. You know, talking about how, you know, he's pulled away from the woman he loves, he's forced to listen to her have sex with another man. He can't hold his kids and stuff, and it's just like he's just totally misunderstood as a character. And I think they did a pretty good job of explaining that in that story and stuff as well of why he is the way he is
The actor has done a great job throughout, but I think he's really just knocking out of the ballpark this season.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ, I just said knocking out of the ballpark. Fuck says that anymore?
Apparently, you do.
But yeah, I'm really enjoying that show. Fucking whatever that Therion Lovejoy, whoever that guy is, like, what's going on? That is just weird. That's like that all that part is imagined, I guess.
No.
Same from the book. That part, that stuff wasn't in the book. Like, there's
it's not
a
in the
gap.
Book, but it is in a book. It's hard to explain.
What is that? It's not
okay,
in the
hold
book,
on.
But it
it's
is
not
in a
third-
book.
It's not in the third book. They don't bring all this stuff. Basically, they're showing you what happened to him now in the show, which he only tells about in a later book. He tells a backstory how he ends up the way
so
he is.
So instead of having it be like all instead flashbacks of, later on, they're just having it be current.
Right, because he disappears for like next. I don't know if he comes back in the fourth book or he doesn't even come back to the fifth book. And I guess they're like, well, we can't really do that with him in the show because that's. That could take to get to the fifth book. If he doesn't come back to the fifth book or fourth book, that's going to be another 3 years. Because this season's split the third book into two books or two TV seasons. So, and honestly, what I see happening with the fourth and fifth book, I see them taking each of those into two seasons. But what I really think is going to happen is they're going to have, because those books kind of run concurrently. So what I think they're going to have to do is you're going to have some at parts of that book coming from the fourth book, and then some of the parts coming from the fifth book side by side, because those books run concurrently. Mm-hmm. Up until, like, I think it's like the last, like, 400 pages or something, then it's like, okay, we're getting a new shit again. You start seeing, like, old characters back. That's just the way he wrote that book. And so that's why I see the TV show running is seasons, the next season after the next. You get what I'm saying. I think everybody gets what I'm saying. So that's the only way I can see them doing that. Because if not, you're going to have some of people's favorite characters not even in seasons, 5 and 6, because Tyrion's not in that season. Khaleesi's not in that season. Would not be in that season.
I can't wait for that season then, because I fucking hate Khaleesi. I feel like the only person who hates Khaleesi, and I don't give a shit about goddamn dragons.
I don't know how you hate her so much.
She is a fucking idiot. That's why. I think she's a stupid character who does stupid things, and then bitches about everyone who's trying to help her. She's like, don't tell me what to do. I'm a fucking idiot. I feel like she'd fucking... I hate her so much. Just want to smack her in the face.
You probably shouldn't do that. You'll get a dragon.
But yeah.
Right, anyway, so we didn't even have that on the list to talk about.
And I like that older woman who recently... who's the mother or the grandmother.
Oh, yeah.
I like her. She's a interesting character.
Right. And the fucking shit, the way the last episode ended was fucking horrible for... Or not exactly. Yeah, it was the last episode. I don't want to bring it up, but you know what I'm talking about.
And I love, it's not that I think he's a great character, like a good guy, but I just love Littlefinger. I love that actor. I don't know, it's something about his voice.
He reminds me of you, just his look.
Thank you. His voice, though, I love his voice. It's such a great, I mean, he just suits that character in that.
Although really I'm getting tired of the scenes where it's him and Varys talking to each other in front of the Game of Thrones, like they have any right to be in that room or something. I don't know. Those scenes get on my nerves.
No. I do think what the Hand of the King, so the father, like the what it was like, I don't know if it's the two episodes ago, but the thing he told to his two kids, what he wants them to do, I was like, oh, snap. That was great. And that's just an interesting way of seeing what's going to go down.
But you already seen that one of them got out of their deal already. That was part of that other deal that was made.
Yeah.
So.
But whatever. Another thing I found funny, because I was like, I don't know, like a few weeks ago or maybe even a month ago, I was reading this whatever post that was like 25 interesting facts about it, and that the dwarf... the woman he does like, that actress was like, she used to be a porn star.
Really?
Yeah, so that's just kind of, I found that.
She looks familiar.
Don't say that, man. But I think she does a really good job on the show, so.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of them trying to play her up like she's somebody important, because in the book she was nobody.
So she is nobody? Because, well, I mean, they play her up like she's like fucking royalty.
Yeah, like she's fucking royalty and stuff. And I'm just like, come on. I'm like, I hope they don't play that up like she actually is some kind of royalty, because she's nothing in the fucking books but a whore.
Well, maybe she...
I mean, I liked her character.
Maybe
but
she ends up being royalty in the TV show.
Yeah, that's just stupid. Don't fucking keep adding stupid shit to a show. I hate when they do that. I hate when they change too much from a book.
I don't mind, because then that means... they're two standalone things, and that's fine with me, because then you can appreciate.
Well, that's not fine with me. The people that
guess what? You have the book. It's okay if they change it, because guess what? You still have the book.
Yeah, but then it's just stuff that's going to happen. The book is written a way that interesting stuff happens, and it's just like, to change that up just seems stupid to me. I don't know. There's so much already going on in the books. There's no sense adding more to it.
All right, well, they can take some stuff away that stuff.
Yeah, and they'll take away stuff that matters.
Or stuff that doesn't matter, because what
but
you
there's
think
a lot
matters,
of stuff that's going on behind the scenes that you don't understand in book one what's going on behind the scenes until it gets to book four.
Well, who cares? The show is for people who don't read the books.
So people are fucking Luddites. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Not Hittites.
Mm-hmm.
Luddites.
I can't wait for Newsroom to come back to.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that. Yeah. Yep.
June's a good month. Newsroom, Animal Crossing.
And True Blood.
Greatest game of 2013.
Motherfucker. No, maybe they'll fucking release Fairy Solitaire 2 just and watch you fucking lose your shit.
As much as I love Fairway Solitaire, Animal Crossing is something I care more about. Sorry, Fairway Solitaire.
But it's fucking heard it here first. Sorry, Gutsy McDivitt, you fucking lost.
And Lunchbox asked, you know, what would I do if, like, my fucking iPad died? How long would it take me to get a new one to get more of my Fairway Solitaire fix? And the answer is no. I would be too pissed because all the stuff I put in there, like the way the save system works, I think it might save it if I regularly backed up my iPad on my computer, but I don't do that.
You should probably do that.
So, no, there should be a different system. It should be like fucking in the iCloud so that it's just always there so I don't have to fucking attach my stupid iPad to the PC and back it up. Back it up, back it up, back it up. No. I would be so fucking annoyed. And they'd need to release a Windows 8 version with achievements. Just do it. Don't stop busting my balls. I am the fucking king. I've gold flagged every hole that could be gold flagged.
That's what she said.
That doesn't make any sense.
It does too.
Gold flagged holes. Gold, yeah, what does that mean?
You know, you
sprinkle.
Then you got a hole in one of her mouth, tits, ass. Wait, tits are in a hole.
Yes. That's serial killer ears? Shit. You are a serial killer rapist.
Anyway, let's get on.
That's a great way to end. The serial killer rapist. Little Gotham is a comic. I picked up the first issue on a Comixology. I made my first purchases on there. Because I'll just crack those things so I can keep the files and not, like, I hate this propriety bullshit. I just want the actual files. Like buying an MP3 or something, but they don't work that way. But I can make them work that way. But Little Gotham it was a fun little comic. It was more cutesy. It's got a nice watercolor art that I love watercolor, so that really was up my alley. And the first issue was this Halloween story with Batman and Robin, and it's just sort of, it's a cute story. It's not like a super serious thing. It's, you know, you have all these trick-or-treaters, and then you have all the actual villains eating at this one restaurant, and they're just like having a great time because it's the one time of the year when they can actually just go out and act normal and not get oppressed by Batman. So, I mean, it's a cute little comic. It's more like, I think it's in all ages. I think that's what it's geared towards. And
nice.
It's a nice, cute little thing, and the art's really nice too. So, and they're all $1 too. They're not like like $3 or $4 like usual comic pricing. I'd recommend checking them out.
All right. The only thing I wanted to bring up before we ended the show is the Penny Arcade Kickstarter for their podcast. Basically, they did another Kickstarter where they had a $10 goal set, and they're trying to raise money to fund their podcast, and I just think it's shitty. It's another shitty thing that they're doing. I'm starting to lose so much respect for Penny Arcade.
I've never really cared for them. I loved PAX, but I've never been a reader of Penny Arcade. I've never been the hugest fan of their comic. I've never really cared at all about anything they've done. I've just thought that PAX is an awesome event, and what they do with Child's Play is great.
Mm-hmm. So it just seems disgusting. That's what they said on the CADcast too. It does. It seems like, you know, they already make a whole bunch of money. Their site does. And it just seems like, you know, people do podcasts for fucking free all the time. Why? And it's like their podcast, if you hear them discuss it, it's not even really a podcast. It's them discussing how to make.
We can't even get $10.
Yeah. Yeah. We couldn't even meet our goal in Kickstarter. their goal on Kickstarter. And it's not like, you know, like before we said, we don't really want the money. We'd like people to donate for the site if you wanted to, but it's not like we'd ever force anybody to listen to this shit because there'd be no way. We'd just be listening to have no listeners.
I'm a horrible business person. So even if I was like on the verge of losing my house and losing everything I owned, I wouldn't tell anyone like, oh yeah, if you want to, you can, but I'm not going to.
So what you're saying is if I ever won the lottery, you wouldn't let me buy you a house and had a recording studio so I could come up every 2 weeks to record a show. That's what you're saying?
No, you'd have to do that behind my back because I'd be like, no, that's not happening. I wouldn't. I can't. I'm somebody who'd feel uncomfortable if people that did actually donate. I'm glad nobody donates. I'm glad people don't like us enough to donate any money to us because I'd fucking feel awful. I still feel awful about DCBW PSN cards.
Yeah, he sent me another one here first of the year.
Yeah, he sent me one too, and I was like, oh god, I sent him a message back. I'm like, that guy's too kind. It's ridiculous because like, I mean, it's not like we hear anything from him throughout the year, but he apparently keeps on listening and loves the show and loves it enough to do that, and that's awesome. And it's also just sort of like, oh, come on, don't do that. It's too much.
I cry every time I get one.
I feel awful. I just like, oh,
I was like,
I
somebody
like,
likes this.
I feel like a dirty person. I feel like I need to go take a shower because I've turned evil.
But if he didn't want us to have it, he wouldn't send it to us. So
yeah,
but. We did appreciate it. I know I appreciated it. So, but anyway,
he's amazing.
Penny Arcade Kickstarter. It's just like, I don't know, man. It's just like they have enough money to do the podcast. They don't need any more money.
And I'm surprised that Kickstarter let them do it.
Well, Kickstarter makes money off.
Not that they let them do it. But, I mean, the letting them do it is like, I don't have as much of a problem with the Kickstarter. The real problem I have is the $10 goal. That is the big problem I have with this. That is just fucking ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just checking right now what it's up to. $83,000.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you,
everybody. Why don't you donate to our site so then I could get that money and donate to other things?
Donate it to me to get a good microphone.
I'll donate it to Pause. A wonderful organization, a wonderful animal shelter that has a no-kill policy, which is very important to me.
Yeah. Anyway, that's going to be it for the show.
Well, before that, I want to wish a happy birthday to Hotcakes, man.
Yeah?
I wrote him a song.
Are you going to perform it?
I didn't write it. It's Do the Bart Man. I just changed the lyrics of the chorus.
Do the Hotcakes Man?
No. Everybody, if you can, do the butt sex. Shake your body, turn around, shake that can, man. Move your butt to the side, what a can, man. Everybody in the house, do the butt sex. Butt sex. Butt sex. Butt sex. Do the
that
butt sex.
Terrible.
Of course it's terrible. It's butt sex. When is butt sex not terrible? Butt sex is awful. Butt sex, butt sex. Butt sex.
Anyway, yeah, cool, whatever.
I don't know.
I turned 36 on Wednesday.
I turned 27 in a month, basically. I'm not telling anyone when. I'm pretty sure the amount of people who actually know my actual birthday, I can count on one hand.
I just know it's in June.
Most people know it's in June. There aren't that many people who know. Like my...
And for some reason, I want to say June 8th.
That's wrong. My mom, my dad knows it. I think my brother still knows it, even though he didn't wish me a happy birthday last year. And then my one friend, Jess, knows it because it's the same birthday as her mother. And that might be everyone. So, yeah.
Okay.
It's a mystery. But I'll be 27. Feel old as shit. My mother really wants me to, I don't know if I said that before, but she wants me to adopt a little Asian baby.
Yeah, you did. I don't know if you said that, but I heard you say that on Twitter or something. Anyway, we need to get the show over with, so let's pluggity plug things.
The James Bond.
James Bond. I'll take a martini shake and not stud.
Really? You're going crazy at the end of the show?
I don't know what else.
When I'm trying to end the show?
That's what you're trying. It's fucking hot in here. I'm wearing a hoodie and it's getting hot. It's getting hot in here. So take off all your clothes. It is getting so hot, I'm gonna take my clothes off.
I'm fucking sweating, man. This is bad. I feel like I have hot flashes. I'm an old woman.
Okay. So,
I don't like plugs, man. It takes too long. This is too complicated.
UndercoverUnitards.com. Fullest podcast.
That's wrong. That's wrong.
Over.
That is so wrong. UndercoverUnitards.com. Makes no sense. PixelatedSausage.com. On Twitter, I'm at Chris3. Sites at PSausage. Podcast is at Pixelated Radio. You can check out the site, PixelatedSausage.com. I think I already said that.
Mm-hmm.
Podcast is PixelatedRadio.com, which really just takes you to PixelatedSausage.com/podcast. But that's okay. You can also, I don't know, I was about to give out all the Twitters again. You check out the signed-in podcast, which just returned. I got like through half of it, I think, before we had to start recording this show. I got to just about the part where Craig was starting to talk about Monaco, and I didn't get to hear if he brought up the fact that we've tried to get play dates to play together, and they always end up falling out. But you should check out that signinpodcast.com. There is no more pull list, but they got this shit in the works. UndercoverUnitards.com. No dot unicurds. Unicurds.
Unicurds?
I want to get the Unicurd podcast. I still got like my solo podcast in the works that I've just, I don't know, I think I might just do it and just stop stressing about the cover art for now and just put in the filler, because I'm losing my mind trying to think of what to do with that shit. But yeah, and this week I got 5 pixelated playtimes in the bag that will be going up this week for all the indies that were mentioned earlier on the show. So yeah.
Awesome.
Henderson Man at everything.
Yes.
Twitter, everything.
Yes. So that's it. It's going to be all for the show. We'll get out here for Kush starts talking like somebody else famous.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, who else is there? There's nobody.
Everybody have a good week.
No, have a horrible week. I hate all of you people. Sons
of bitches. Is having a heat stroke. I don't know what's going on here.
I got my one hand on the mic, and I'm holding on tight.
And you got your other hand on your cock because you're ready to block?
No.
TikTok on the sock.
We never should have started this podcast. I don't mean today. I mean ever.
Okay.
Because I will never, ever get that one fact out of my mind that you like mayonnaise.